Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and it's the Arrowton Car Show, and I'm here with Dan. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks very much.
And you've got a lovely VW car.
Yeah, thanks for saying so. Yeah, we try and keep them nice, keep them on the road.
What type of VW car is it?
She's a 1964 Type 2 Beetle.
How long have you had the car?
I've owned her for nearly 2 years now.
What car shows have you got coming up this year?
Oh, coming up, right, well, weather permitting, hopefully it's going to be a busy year this year. Obviously we've got Arrowton Cars we're doing today. I've got a show over in Southsea, that's on the 6th of August, followed probably by the Classic Car Extravaganza in Ryde in September.
What work have you done to the car?
Oh, crikey, where to begin? She's had a full body off restoration underneath. Today's pretty much her maiden voyage. She's running air ride suspension now. She's recently just had some Porsche fuchsia wheels fitted on her, but apart from that, she's actually come out of the packet.
What's it like driving the car?
She's a bit of a mover shaker.
Yeah,
she's low and slow, but she's nostalgic. I like to think it's quite a happy car. It's one of those cars, not necessarily in this form, but parents might have had one, or people's grandparents might have had one, do you know what I mean?
And you've got something on the other side of the car?
Oh yeah, the thing on the side of the car, yeah, it's been quite a point of talk today. It's called a Thermador car cooler, quite big in America in the 50s and 60s. It's a basic air conditioning unit really, you fill it full of water, and the evaporation process as you drive along, it's got a coconut cylinder mat inside, blows air conditioned sort of air in the car.
Oh cool.
Yeah, she's something different. People have never seen it on the side of a car, especially it was quite big in America with the sort of the surf scene, the beach boys and that, with the beaches and the boats and the split screens. But a lot of people on the island have never seen one before.
That's awesome.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Dan.
Oh no, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Cheers.